Well, we're back with Pierce Bowman, the retired executive with an impressive engineering career spanning 48 years in mining as well as aircraft. Pierce Bowman, welcome back to the studio and to our conversation. For car enthusiasts planning to display their vehicles, what categories or types of cars are going to create the most excitement, and what do owners need to know about being able to display their pride and joy?
Well, Shane, first of all, we cater for all marques. We like to see a range of different marques from obviously all the Australian cars, Holdens and Falcons, but also the overseas cars, the European cars and the US cars. Clearly, the sporting cars or rare cars will attract the most attention, and presumably people are always looking for the most well-presented vehicle will obviously stand out and attract people to have a good look. So it's hard to give any specific detail on which specific brand or model, but many cars, maybe they were just ordinary cars, but they've received an amazing restoration, they've been customized, or they've got some sort of outstanding paint job, and that obviously will draw the serious attention.
All right, you're going to be holding the President's Choice Awards at 11 o'clock. What will you be looking for?
Well, all three presidents are going to make their choice. They're going to be looking for outstanding vehicles. Clearly, as I mentioned, presentation will be an issue. Attention to detail, or maybe it's just a very rare model. I would expect the car club presidents, there are two car club presidents from X5 and TSOA, they'll probably be more technical in their assessments, but it's really something that I think it'll be a car that will stand out, and we just want to encourage everybody to stay around for the judging, to remain after 11, so that we can have a good presentation and some really good cars get to show off their details.
We have to remind people the day is not only for car lovers and heritage plane lovers, it's just a great family-friendly day out here in Caboolture. What's your insider tip for getting the most out of the day and for the best viewing spots for both cars and aircraft who can't miss moments?
Well, first of all, I guess we're all hoping, fingers crossed, for some fine weather, given the recent inclement weather we've experienced, and particularly a nice fine winter day. We're going to try to treat people to a great day. It'll be open country as it is on an airfield. We've got a lot of coffee vans. We've got a range of food vans. This year, we've brought in a very large marquee so people can enjoy their coffee or their lunch undercover. The food vans, we've got a range of pizzas, hamburgers and German sausages, and obviously ice cream and slushies. So lots of food. The marquee will be set up on the old Caboolture era clubhouse site, and we'll make sure that that venue will have a clear view of all the cars that are sitting on the runways. Now, as far as the turnout of warbirds, we've also got other features, such as we're hoping for a big display of warbirds. We're hoping for there'll be some flights being offered in some of those old training aircraft. The RFDS are bringing a simulator to site, and we'll also have a range of operating radial engines. So there's something of real interest. We've also got an unusual thing. The Army Reserve, the 11th, 16th Cavalry Group, Light Horse Group, are also going to be there doing some recruiting, and they'll be bringing a Hawkeye troop carrier. And as well as that, we'll have a fire brigade and EMT services on site. So, and finally, of course, there'll be vendors. There'll be anything ranging from insurance vendors to vendors selling car products, car restoration services, and car models for the enthusiasts. So, a lot to see, a nice big open flat site. We're just hoping for a great winter's day.
Make no mistake, put the date in your diary and make sure you attend. It's so easy. Sunday, 6th of July at the Caboolture Aero Club, just off the Bruce Highway at Caboolture Exit 152A, in your diary right now. You've been listening to Pierce Bowman, coordinator of the Max Bridge Committee. And look, if you want to get all these details once again, just go to our website, 1015fm.com.au, and Viola Modern Tech will have it all there.